Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, a good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you aboard with us. 2 minutes and change after 1 o'clock, and away we go. Playing the Untangle the Earbuds Headsets game. Mad Max coaching me along and trying to talk me off the ledge as I spend 8 minutes trying to untangle a pair of headsets just so I can hear you and AMAC and the show in my ears. This is what happens when you don't properly store your earbuds. And I don't know where to store them. I don't have a storage container for them. So I'm kind of left with dangling them over my mirror in my car, which is, I guess, illegal. And certainly distracting at the very minimum. Or doing this each and every day. So I'll figure that out. That's neither here nor there. Welcome to the show. We are right now not currently scheduled to have any guests, which is not a surprise if you listen to this show. We are mostly and usually guest-free. Just don't like a lot of guests to bog down the show. Would rather spout off about things that I think are important or fun or interesting. AMAC and Cowboy B and Mad Max will chime in from time to time and contribute. You will contribute as well. And maybe we might have a guest. We are pursuing Eddie Olczyk from NHL on TNT. He's in town to call tonight's Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals, Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers contest on TNT. Another game that, you know, monumental is shut out. It seems like every Tuesday or Wednesday, the Capitals are on either ESPN or TNT and a national broadcast at that. Although I think last Wednesday, or maybe it was 2 Wednesdays ago, they were on TNT. Yeah, it was 2 Wednesdays ago against the Blues. They were on TNT nationally, but it was not a national exclusive broadcast. It was on Monumental, the local call. So, for whatever that's worth. We will see if Eddie Olczyk can squeeze us in before 4 o'clock. Other than that, we are wide open and here for you at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. And I expect this first issue topic, whatever you want to call it, to be, I guess, probably a hot-button topic. And I promise you, I did not want it to be this way. I did not create this. I did not seek this out. It's just my job to talk about things that are in the news. It's just my job to figure things out and what might reach you, the audience, whether it's to yell at me on Twitter, which many of you do, or whether it's to call and bark on the phone lines, which many of you do, sometimes far too long, and I allow you a lot of rope. Or sometimes you tell me in not so unpleasant terms that you just don't care about something that I introduce on the show. By the way, little breaking NFL news, Michael Penix Jr. is going to miss the rest of the season officially. With a partially torn ACL in his left knee, the Atlanta Falcons just announced. So it is Kirk Cousins the rest of the way, unless he gets hurt, which Kirk rarely gets hurt, but he was playing through an injury last year, and that contributed to his downfall. But Kirk Cousins, once again, the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. Now, the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders the last couple of games has been Marcus Mariota, but we know when we refer to the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders, we're mostly referring to Jaden Daniels. Even though he's on injury 4 and counting in his NFL career, he has not had a major, enormous injury that has cost him 6 to 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, more, whatever, yet. It's probably coming at some point because the law of averages tell us that, especially when you play with his kind of borderline, reckless, elusive style. We don't know if he's going to come back against the Denver Broncos next Sunday night. Boo. Or if it's going to take until the next Sunday in Minnesota against Brian Flores and a heavy blitzing defense. Or sometime after that. We don't know. Whenever it happens, and it's going to be a pretty stiff test. Because the Giants are after that, and while the Giants have been disappointing in every way, they still have a very, very talented front and can get after you when they want to. So, again, that's the football side of things. What we found out yesterday, towards the end of the show, and I said I was going to talk about it today, and quite honestly, live in the moment, in a visceral reaction, and not having a chance to think about it, I said I didn't know what to make of it. But Adam Schefter tweeted, and maybe others did too. I saw it from Schefter, and so I just give him credit. That Commanders quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is joining a company named 3 Arts Sports alongside Travis Kelce, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns to launch his production company and grow his presence in media, business, and entertainment. So, what we have here is a joint venture. I don't know exactly how it breaks down, whether Daniels is going to work specifically with Garrett and Kelce, or whether all three are just individually joining the company to grow their media, business, and entertainment platforms. I don't know exactly that. Details are kind of sketchy. I know I have one other thing for you, which I'll give you. Dr. Sabah sent to me. I had not seen it. And it sheds a little bit more light on the situation, but not as much clarity as you would like. I said yesterday in the moment when I introduced it at the end of the show, and I said, we'll talk about it today, that I didn't know how to feel about it. And I truly don't know still 21 hours later how exactly I should feel about it. Because I know what you want me to do. You made that very clear just based off of an innocuous, hey man, I don't know what to think of this comment. I got several very negative responses from, you know, all sorts of people peripherally involved in the NFL and in this fan base that said, I should not, and I'm paraphrasing, have any worry, any concern, any issue, any problem, anyhow, any place, anytime, anywhere. Oh, wait a second. That's the Commander's logo. Or slogan, I should say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
That I should not be worried about this at all. And some of that is fair, if not a lot of it is fair. I'm going to tell you that I didn't lose any sleep last night over this. Not at all. Didn't think once about it. I lost sleep because I'm old, because I get leg cramps, because my toes were tingling, because my blood sugar's a disaster. And I was up half the night. That's why I was up. Not because I was worried about Jaden Daniels joining a media company and a new venture. That being said, is it wrong of me, okay, to say, hey, it's a free country. You do what you want. Your time in the NFL is not guaranteed. The shelf life of an NFL athlete is not very long. He's a young man. It's a different world. He's got every right to do and pursue whatever interests he wants and to use his platform, as long as it's legal, which it certainly is, to grow his brand and his presence, as it says in media, business, and entertainment. Is it wrong of me to be slightly concerned, if not more than slightly concerned, that he can't stay on the field, some of which has to do with him? The team is in the midst of a 6-game losing streak. The team is not going to the playoffs, barring an epic miracle, which is not going to happen. He has slightly, somewhat, partially regressed this year. The Commanders are facing a very, very, very difficult decision now, a year plus from now, as to whether they lock him up for $70 million a year or not, based on what happens next year, presumably, on the field, him individually, them as an organization team, or whether they go piece by piece and they just slap a fifth-year tag on him or whatever they do. Is it wrong of me to be slightly alarmed, to be slightly concerned, maybe moderately alarmed, moderately concerned for the timing of this in the midst of an injury-filled season where it still might last another couple of weeks, and we're on injury 4 already of his young career? And even outside of the injuries, and maybe it's because of the injuries, but I believe it was outside of the injuries where a slight regression or even maybe a moderate regression had occurred. Is it wrong of me to be slightly alarmed, slightly concerned, that Jaden Daniels is using this time to launch career number 2, an arm of his main career, an arm of his platform as an NFL quarterback, as a perceived super stud, because of what he did last year? And also what he did in college, make no mistake about it. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, LSU, so on and so forth, number 2 overall pick. Is it wrong of me to be like, are we sure we want to do this? Are we sure the timing is right for this? Are we sure that this isn't going to interfere with whatever football brings on? And let's be honest. Football in the offseason is very, very, very reduced and light for players. Now, a lot of them work out individually on their own with individual coaches, just working out off the field, staying in shape, working on certain little things, what have you. But remember, when you work out outside of the team facility, if you get injured, theoretically and technically, that's an NFI, and you might not get paid if you get hurt. Okay? It has happened. The point being is, he does have a lot of time during the offseason to work on whatever he wants to work on. This is not a normal job. You basically work from mid-July until mid-January, and you sort of work from mid-April until early June, and you have, I don't know, a combined 3 or 4 months where you don't have much to do. Right? So they've got plenty of time off. Plenty of time off. It's not a normal job. We all know that. For lots of reasons. Right? We all know Jaden Daniels is not the same as me, is not the same as AMAC, is not the same as you, is not the same as John Q. Public. We all know that. So before you make that argument, we all understand it is a specialized industry. There are very few Jaden Daniels in the world. But the one Jaden Daniels that we know of and that there is, we care about a lot. And a lot of us have seen this kind of narrative or script before. We saw it with Chase Young. We saw it with DeSean Jackson. We saw it with Robert Griffin III, where guys developed and had outside interests and dedicated time towards outside interests that sometimes interfered with football interests and football business. And if you don't remember, look it up. You should. Sometimes business and outside interests crossed over that gray line. And maybe it's a moving line, but sometimes it crossed over that gray line where it affected their attendance, where it consume their thoughts, where it forced them to make decisions between football, their job, and whatever other outside interest they have or they took on. So the notion that this is no big deal, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, oh yeah, really? Well, based on what's happened here in the past, and I just cited you a couple of examples, the track record says it is something to be at least alarmed about, at least possibly slightly concerned about. The question is how much? The question is it a big deal? Is Jaden different than those guys? I'm slightly alarmed, slightly concerned about this new business venture. Travis Kelce's about to retire. Travis Kelce is sleeping with Taylor Swift every night, or many nights. I expect this out of him. Myles Garrett is the best defensive individual player in the NFL, but plays for a lousy team and a lousy organization. Barked and barked and barked about getting a trade and getting the hell out of Cleveland, and then as soon as they weigh $40 million in front of his face, he took it, snatched it, and then still bitches and moans like a little girl about being stuck in a losing situation. I don't want this to be a distraction for Jaden Daniels. I hope it doesn't become a distraction for Jaden Daniels. I don't believe he will let it, but I can't say for sure that it won't. So where I'm at 22-ish hours after seeing this, so I'm slightly alarmed, slightly concerned, slightly worried. Is that a crime? Does that make me a bad person? Does that make me somebody who's trying to incite the masses? No. It makes me human. It makes me human. You don't have to be. And here's the great part. You can tell me why you're not at 301-230-0980 or at WrestleMania621. You could be very concerned, very alarmed. You could join me at the slightly alarmed level. You could be moderately alarmed. You could be majorly alarmed. Or not alarmed at all. Jaden Daniels joining 3 Arts Sports alongside Travis Kelce and Myles Garrett, as it says, to launch his production company and grow his presence in media, business, and entertainment. Are you concerned at all? 301-230-0980. I'll give you a follow-up to this, something that was sent to me just a little while ago. Next, when we return, and we'll get to your calls at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.